Hello.
Birmingham Chalk, this is Nate.
Hi, is this Douglas?
Nope, this is Nate.
Okay, may I speak with Douglas Keel?
Yeah, who's speaking?
I'm calling from Wikiscribes. This is regarding to his Wikipedia page.
Okay, I'll send it over right now.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Douglas. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Wikiscribes compliance team. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for returning my call today. So I wanted to have a brief chat with you in regards to your case, and I would like to get some insight in regards to what in particular are you dissatisfied about?
Yeah, so I think I initially responded to an email or something that was talking about the possibility of being published on Wikipedia, which obviously is a good thing if you can do it. It's very reputable and all that. So I contacted, I think it was Justin Wilson maybe, or contacted someone and Justin responded, or he was in the original email or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so my situation, which I explained very as clearly as I could to Justin, was that I've been in business since 2008, but until a year or so ago, that was as a retail, like a boutique retail chocolatier, chocolate maker. And at about the time of the pandemic, I switched my business model into a 100% different business model where I'm a wholesaler, private label. I don't have a retail facility anymore. I don't, I have websites. I do wholesale work. I co-manufacture for other people that want chocolate products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very different business model. And I explained, I asked them, how can you publish an article? I don't want an article that talks about the way I used to be. I want an article, if I get an article, I want it to be about the way I'm becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically told, yeah, that's not a problem. We can handle that. And I think that's where the problem is, because you can't really handle that because you can't do notability. When I was a retail seller, I was concerned about marketing and getting published. I was, got published and everything under the sun around Michigan and on TV stations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore. I don't need to do that anymore. I get my leads through Google searches and things like that. So anything that they would have done from a notability point of view would have been in the context of my original business model.
Mm-hmm.
And when Wikiscribes or Elite Writers, I'm not sure who was who, drafted up the first article, I said, that's absolutely wrong. That is not who I am. I don't want that article. That doesn't help me. That hurts me. If anyone were to look at that now and try to understand what I'm proposing to them, it would be totally confusing and totally irrelevant. So
mm-hmm.
I wrote the article. Whatever article you see drafted in front of you, I wrote 99% of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still told, well, we can't get notability because that's a different business model than the one we can get notability from. So I said, okay, fine. This doesn't work. I warned you up front. You told me no problem. And let's just say it doesn't work. And,
mm-hmm.
It was a money-back guarantee, and I just want my money back. I don't have years and budgets to try and go get articles published because nobody wants to read an article about a co-manufacturer, wholesaler. They want to read articles about retailers that they can go buy the products.
Okay.
So it's just not a good fit. And I would love to have a Wikipedia article. It would be great. But I don't have, I don't even know who would want to write the article, much less get
mm-hmm.
several articles, which would
mm-hmm.
be what you need. So I totally understand your process. It was just, I was misled, misunderstood, whatever, up front. And then, so we had a conversation with Luis Cruz, and somehow at some point he came, got involved from originally Justin Wilson and Peter Johnson, Michael Johnson, guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, well, and I never really understood this, but he said, for another $1,000, we can take care of this, or whatever, you know, we can get it. So it's, I sent another $1,000, and it still comes back. We still need you to go out and find someone, you know, use your marketing budget. I'm six people. I don't have marketing budgets. Use your marketing budget to go find people to write articles about you and get articles published so we can do notability. I said, I don't know. I wouldn't know who to, you know, to invite to write an article because it's not what they're the kind of articles anyone's looking to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been misled, you know, from one step to the next. Originally, it was $1,000, and the contract agreement says, you know, we'll do all this. We'll write the article, 100% ghostwritten. Well, it's really about 99% not ghostwritten, 100% money back guarantee, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that's true. None of that's worked. And I understand, you know, I don't have, my only bad feelings are that I'm the one that says, you know, it's just not going to work. You know, you can't do it given your standards, your protocols, and all that. I get it. Let's just say it was a mistake to start down this path, refund my money, and maybe I would love someday to get a Wikipedia article, but I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any way to get it done within years. And there's no satisfaction, basically. There's no way to get satisfaction.
Okay. Thank you so much, Douglas, for explaining the entire situation, and I truly apologize for any miscommunication or inconvenience caused during the process of having your Wikipedia page published. Let me be very honest with you, Douglas. Wikipedia is a very complex product, right? And they have multiple criteria, and the most important one is the notability or the credibility criteria.
Sure.
If that doesn't work, then we are stuck in the middle, you know? There's no way moving forward without that. However, there is a third option that's called the admin process, in which you don't have to provide the additional articles, neither you need to pay any additional amounts to us for generating those articles, okay? What we do in that process is that we fill out an application request directly to the Wikipedia administration, requesting them to give your profile a second review. In other words, what I'm trying to explain to you is that without having to spend any additional amount, without having to work on your credibility or notability score, we may as well get the page live just the way you want it. But it's a timely process. That's one option that we have available. And I'm also going to be very upfront and honest with you, Douglas. When there is a scenario in which a client lacks notability, in that case, the compliance team or the billing department, according to their refund policies, they will only provide you a partial refund on a change of mind clause. We don't want that because, of course, it's not your fault either, right? So we need to figure something out in which you're not losing out anything and neither are we. Okay, now that being said, Douglas, I am going to have a detailed conversation with the Wikipedia admin who's working on your project. You do understand that we are a third-party mediator in this entire process, right? Everything is done from the...
I know you're a third party. I don't know. I mean, Wikipedia must have an interest in you and what you do and how you do it. So I don't know what your arrangement is, but I understand you're a different organization.
Yes. See, Wikipedia has their own administration and contributors. Anyone cannot randomly go ahead and publish something on Wikipedia. It gets tagged, it gets banned, it gets deleted. So the credibility of an individual contributor matters a lot in this entire situation. That's why the third party or the mediator does not have any control over the timeline or the credibility or the notability of their particular clients. If that was to be the case, then, you know, we could have always made made something happen, made something work, because of course at the end we want to keep our client satisfied, right? That's what the entire business is all about. So after having said all of these things to you, Doug, what I'm going to do at this point of time is that I'm going to go ahead and talk to your Wikipedia admin or the contributor that is actually working on your page from Wikipedia's side and see if there is any alternate resolution in order to resolve this issue, okay? If that doesn't work, then we always have the admin process option open for us to at least pursue this. The reason why I'm saying this, Doug, because you've paid the amount, you've invested the time, and right now we just need to finalize the draft and submit it. That is it. Of course, there are technical aspects of it, like the notability issue, but we can work around that. It's safe to say that this is not a dead end, all right? We're not hitting a wall here. So
okay.
Give me some time. I will call you back within 24 to 48 hours to provide you an update. If nothing works out and if I cannot find any alternate resolution, I'm going to go ahead and process the refund, okay?
Okay, that sounds perfectly good. I mean, I would love to get published, so that still would be my...
Exactly.
You know,
that's
my
what my... Yes.
Obviously, so...
Yes,
but
that's
it's not
my
doable,
primary
it's
goal.
Not
of course. If it's
okay,
not doable,
great.
I'm not going to come back to you and give you any false hopes. I'll be very straightforward and transparent with you. I'll let you know how it is, what it looks like from the contributor's end, and then based on that, we can maybe plan the next step, you know, for us mutually. All right?
Okay. But I don't know what the next step could be if we can't, if Wikipedia doesn't won't accept it.
Well,
other than a refund and come back a year from now and maybe see if anything's changed or something like that. But,
See, but admin process.
I'm happy to go by what you're saying. It's only a few, matter of days, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's very, you know, it's very timely and that's fair.
Okay, so let me just give
okay.
it one last
I'd
shot. If
it
doesn't work, I'll get back to you and I'll let you know. One more thing. I had sent you an email. Did you receive my email when I sent
no,
it in?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay. All right.
I got the voicemail, but not the email.
Okay. You'll have to check your spam box just because I sent you an email for the first time. That's probably why it might have just landed in the spam box. So the reason why I'm notifying you about this, just in case if you're not available for a call or maybe I'm not, I will send you an email first and then we will schedule a call accordingly, okay?
Do you know what email you're using? I have several.
Douglas, are you there?
Yes.
Do you know what email you were using? I have several emails.
Yes, I'm actually using douglaskale@gmail.com.
Gmail, okay.
Yes.
That would normally go through without any trouble, so
okay.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time once again, Douglas. I will keep in touch and I'll update you in regards to what the next plan of action will be. All right?
Okay, Lisa, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.